Scripture this morning shares one of the many accounts of Jesus healing someone. In this story, it is the mother-in-law of one of Jesus' disciples, Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a high fever, and most of us have experienced how unwell a high fever can make someone feel. With the touch of Jesus' hand to hers, Jesus healed the woman. And what was her response? Her response was to show hospitality towards her guest, Jesus, and to prepare a meal. To prepare a meal, something she presumably found joy in, and now that she was feeling well, she probably wanted to prepare that meal and share it together with the people that were in her home. Today, just as the mother-in-law in our scripture, we have an opportunity to be the one to prepare a meal and share it with our friends. After the woman, the mother-in-law, was healed, her very human response was that other people like her wanted to see Jesus, this miracle worker, right? They wanted to come and see him, whether it was just to see him with their own eyes so they could believe it, or as the scripture says, you know, many people came to him with their disease or their demon that they wanted healing for themselves. But it was Jesus who said, I came here to go and to preach. I came here, right, to leave where I am now, to extend myself and to continue to preach the good news of God. Jesus' understanding of what God was to continue to move that message along. Today is our Be the Church Sunday, and as a response to the discernment process that happened about a year ago before the congregation called Betsy and I as co-pastors, one of the things that came out of the discernment conversations was that we need to worship in different ways. So later in the service, each of you will have a chance to respond to this scripture in one of three ways. The first one is you will have an opportunity to leave this space, to leave this building along with bread and juice and cups and a brief service of prayer and communion, and you will go to someone in this congregation who can no longer be here physically with us. They know we're coming. We're not gonna spring this on them. They're prepared for us. So if you would like to do that and come back for the annual meeting, we invite you to just stay in the sanctuary or come forward at the end of this service. The second thing you have an opportunity to do is go to the fellowship hall, where we have lots and lots of supplies, where you can show your creativity and make a Valentine card. That card can be sent to someone in the church. We have directories down there for you. You can make it for someone in your own life as a way to show your understanding of unconditional love to someone else. And the third opportunity that you have is to do a deep dive of the scripture. So if you're more of an academic, mental thinker, and you want to hash out this scripture a little bit further, Debbie Barr is ready to have a continuation of worship, so another song time and prayer time, and then discuss the scripture in more detail. With any of these three options, we're going to be able to live into our understanding of God's radical love and this scripture with those around us. Amen.